Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming up, one of the hardest working men in sports wagering and NFL information. Jason LaConfora will join us here on Bet Sweats alongside PJ Glasser. I'm Chris Mack, in for Joe O and Sammy P today. Getting you ready for Thanksgiving football, some massive college football games, all of the Monday market moves on both the college and NFL slates coming up throughout the rest of the hour, 1 hour from now. We'll touch on some college hoops because that gets started early today. You got a couple of those tournaments getting started, including the Maui Invitational getting started today. Plenty to come here on BetSweats. Make sure you're following on social media at the BetMGM Network and at BetSweats. And, of course, you can watch the show on YouTube as well. Just search the BetMGM Network. But let's bring them in. Odyssey NFL Insider, host of Inside Access every afternoon on 105.3 The Fan in Baltimore. And, of course, the host of Wanna Bet, a new episode coming up later today and every day. Make sure to follow that on social media and YouTube as well. Our friend Jason LaConfora, JLC, how you doing, my friend?
What's going on, gentlemen? What's going on? Happy early Thanksgiving.
Yes, I see you got the tassel cap going.
Just came in from walking the dogs. Yeah, it's actually not bad here. It's actually not. I actually kind of didn't need it, but then it made me sweat a little bit. That's never bad.
He got the sweat going early. He's working the lather up. Yeah. So let me start with this. What surprised you most from yesterday's action? Was it the Chiefs coming back to beat the Colts in OT? Was it the Eagles blowing a 21-point lead on the road in Dallas? Was it something else? What jumped out to you from yesterday's action?
I'll be honest. I had a little date with my wife last night, so I was not religiously watching the 4 o'clock games like I normally would be. I was in the car most of the time. But when I like the Eagles. I jumped Eagles money line before last week's game. Like I jumped it early last Saturday. So like 2 Saturdays ago, like on the look ahead. And when it was 21-0 or whatever, I just was like, ah, it's that, you know, I kind of put that one in my back pocket, started counting my chickens. Never a good thing. For the way that defense had been playing, to see the you know, and then I get home and I start watching the game last night before I went to bed. See them giving up explosives like that when you knew Dallas was in desperation mode. That's not like the Eagles. Home or road, and I know what Dak has done against the division at home. But I just didn't think the Eagles would give that game away. The Chiefs, I thought, would win that game some way, somehow. I needed them to score 27 points in the process for me because I had that team total around there tied to the money line. Oh, even when they were down, I'm kind of like, 20 is not going to be enough. Like the Colts better get another score here early in the second half, or this thing is, and by score, I mean probably 7, or this fourth quarter is going to be just what Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes do, even with the scale of that offense looking so washed out. I'm surprised, honestly, that the Colts were able to be as formidable as they were, especially on the day when they couldn't run the ball. Like I thought Daniel Jones might be a double agent in that game. Mahomes was more of a double agent than him. So some things definitely surprised me about that game. the result, you know, frankly wasn't one of them. So yeah, I mean, I thought the Lions would be a smash spot. We were all over the Lions on WannaBet this week, all over the Lions on BetMGM game day yesterday morning with Joe Owen and the guys. I didn't think the game would be as close, but I also didn't play spread. You know, played a lot of individual standouts tied to the Lions getting at least 30.5 points, which that became kind of sweaty too, sweatier than I thought.
Jason, I think a lot of people at this point would probably have the Rams as the top team in the NFC. Who would be your second team in the NFC? I mean, you got Seattle, Philly, Green Bay, Detroit. The Bears keep winning. After the Rams, who would be your two right now in the NFC?
For me, it's probably still Philly, and maybe I'm not giving enough credence to the drama and the hoopla and the locker room intrigue and A.J. Brown on Twitch and A.J. Brown on a podcast. But, like, I just feel like we've been dealing with that for years, and I've seen them go to a whole lot of Super Bowls and win one. So I don't know. It still hasn't fazed me as much. Maybe coming off this loss, like, we'll see. Obviously, if they lose to Chicago, and if they lose to Chicago collapsing in the fourth quarter, and we know what Chicago does in the fourth quarter, then maybe that would sway me some. I got to see Sam Darnold beat real teams in big spots before I go there. Like, I know Stafford. Stafford's a Super Bowl MVP. Hurts has won a Super Bowl, been to a couple. You may not love the way he does it. It may not light up the box score and help your fantasy team, but it leads to a whole lot of regular season and playoff money line victories. So I just think Seattle, Darnold, they're going to have to go on the road against good defenses. I don't know, man. I got to see it to believe it.
We were talking about Matt Stafford earlier because he's solidified himself now as the lone favorite in the MVP market, Jason, -235 at BetMGM, and we were looking for angles on other guys farther down the board. I tried to make a case for Drake May, even though the number's just 2-1, because he still faces the Giants, the Jets, the Dolphins, some terrible defenses. And Stafford does have to play Seattle. He's got to play Arizona twice. He's got to play Carolina, Atlanta. Not awful defenses. But PJ brought up a great point. You know, Patrick Mahomes is down to 20-1 for MVP now. And given the narrative play that will always exist with the Chiefs, is that a look you'd cast your eye towards with that number, with that price being out there at 20-1 on Mahomes? If they can pick up some momentum here, get themselves into the playoffs and look decent down the stretch doing so, is that a price you like?
I think the problem for him is there's also the narrative of we view him through the prism of a guy who was out Brady-ing Brady across the board. Like, we've seen 50 touchdown seasons from him. You know what I mean? We've seen the year after they trade Tyreek Hill and everybody says that they're going to go, you know, down the tubes. And yeah, it wasn't as sexy. It wasn't as many splash plays. But I don't know. You know, that's a tough one for me, especially when Stafford's going to throw. Even if they take the foot off the gas in games, and we know McVay does, and even if they win that division and take week 18 off, I think people understand that if Matt Stafford, you know, plays 16 games and he played, you know, 12 of them at an A level and two of them at a A-minus level and a couple of them at a B-something level in a year where, you know what I mean? Like, who are the other quarterbacks? Like, I'm old enough to remember Baker. You know, like, I mean, it can't be Josh Allen. Like, don't the people selling Josh Allen stop? Like, he's not even really activating his legs. And if he starts doing it now, it's kind of late in the game. Like, I think it's Matt Stafford's to lose. I don't know. Like, Mahomes. I mean, even that game yesterday, the red zone is just so awful. Like, the passing touchdowns aren't going to be there. The interceptions are spiked. And like, even that game yesterday, the big boy throws, it's not a whole lot there. I mean, 20 plus air yards. So I don't think it's going to pass the eye test or the algorithm test.
Yeah. Stafford -235 to win MVP. Jason, what's your thoughts on the AFC South? Because that division all of a sudden is really interesting, because the Colts haven't played the Texans yet and they haven't played the Jags yet. So they still have to play those two teams two times. Indy plays Houston this week. They lead them by two games, and then they play Jacksonville again two times. They only lead them by a game. Who do you like in that division, Indy, Jacksonville, or Houston?
Well, look, I've been saying for a while now that two teams from that division are going to make it, and I believe that. And yeah, there's a lot to be sussed out, a lot of divisional games still to be played. Like, I don't buy Jacksonville quite as much as I buy the other two, but they've got this new coach and they're finding ways to win, and they're kind of like Chicago. Like, they, you keep saying, well, there's turnovers, it's fluky. They can't, you know what I mean? Like, there's just been so much weird stuff that's happened in the fourth quarter of Jags games, but most of it's gone their way. I don't know, man. Like, I kind of think they can get in. I'm sitting on a division winner's ticket at 27-1. That includes them winning that division, so that could be my bias. Speaking, although I also had Arizona on the money line yesterday. I didn't think the Jags were winning that game. So I think there might be a little something about them, even though I don't like the quarterback, and I think the defense is too turnover reliant. Houston's defense is one of the superior units in the NFL. And so I can't discount that at all. I do think the Colts are going to regress. They were better than I thought they'd be yesterday. They might slip up and win a game. We don't think they're going to lose a game that they're not expected to lose. Houston's defense could bottle them up. Like, I think that's a dead under game coming up. And I think Houston could certainly win that game. Yeah, I don't know, guys. I mean, your guess is as good as mine, but I think two of them are getting in.
Jason LaConfora with us, Odyssey NFL Insider. Check out Wanna Bet later today on all your social media and YouTube. Also, follow Jason on all your social media at Jason LaConfora. Let's pivot to tonight's game. Carolina getting 7.5 on the road at San Francisco. We talked earlier about how Carolina's won three straight on the road, but you might want to question the quality of the opponents or the quality of the wins in those road games. But they're still on the periphery of that NFC playoff conversation, Jason.
Hey, they're live in the division. This game, they're first place in the division.
Right. So things are wide open for Carolina. And my thought on it was, hey, if you don't ask Bryce Young to do too much, which seems to be the prescription for them, if Rico Dowdle, if you get a decent game out of him, it's an opportunity for them to at least keep things close. They do have a top 10 rushing offense. I mentioned Dowdle, and San Francisco's defense has been more susceptible to the run than the pass. How do you handicap tonight's Monday Night Football game?
Well, I think you've seen teams really kind of sell out a little more to stop Dowdle in the last couple of weeks, and it's worked. Mm-hmm. I think Bryce Young is going to get some layups here. The screen game has always been a great way to attack Saleh's defense. I think Saleh's defenses have been fugazi in the past. And this one, since Warner went down, is super fugazi. Since week 5, San Francisco's allowed 2,080 passing yards. That's 297 a game. That's worse than the NFL. They're allowing a QB rating of 108.4 since then. They're allowing a completion percentage of 71%. That's 30th. 16 touchdowns to 3 picks. They finally do have a few interceptions. Remember, they went almost a calendar year without any of them. They don't get any pressure. And I think Young's going to be able to push them apart. I think Tet has a nice game. Like, I've played Young as high as, 250. You can look around and get him at 220 passing yards for good plus money. I've dabbled a half unit on Bryce Young, 250 passing yards and 2 passing touchdowns. I think Tet is good for 70 receiving yards in this one, and maybe a tutty as well. I get a little hesitant when it comes to passing touchdowns with Bryce Young, even though, again, San Francisco's hemorrhaging them. I think Carolina can make this a game. I just haven't been super impressed with San Francisco. You know they're going to put the ball in McCaffrey's hands a million times, and maybe that's enough to win. I guess it probably is. But I don't think it's going to be like a command performance. And I think Purdy's legs become a little bit of a factor in this game.
Jason, we got a couple minutes left. Ravens on Thanksgiving night at home against the Bengals. They're a 7-point spread, 7-point favorite right now against the Bengals on Thanksgiving night. Your early thoughts on that game? Would you take the Ravens or would you lean Cincinnati?
Bengals are live for me here. I mean, my concern, obviously, the variance and oscillation is, what does Joe Burrow look like off this much rust? Now, if you're to believe what they were putting out, he could have played in this last game, and he's going to get another day of practice and another couple days of recovery. I don't buy Baltimore's offense at all right now. And if Baltimore has to play from behind, even against a terrible defense, I get that. But there's no Rashad Bateman. It's Zay Flowers catching 15-yard balls and then running for another 15. That is their passing game right now. Lamar is clearly nowhere near 100% physically. His legs are really not a factor at all. It's going to be a Bengals team with nothing to lose, getting a jolt of energy from getting their leader back. The Higgins thing, I mean, I don't think there's any way he plays in a short week. But they get a fired up Jamar Chase coming off of, coming off that suspension. Like, Baltimore's defense is definitely improved. It's definitely improved. I don't think it's a juggernaut. They don't get any sustained pass rush. With Hamilton in the slot playing around the line of scrimmage, it's great. It helps him out around there. But you could throw over his head seam routes all day and beat Roquan. Like, I'm going to wait to see where this goes. I'd like to, not have to buy a hook and get a 7.5. And they might even be out there right now. Again, I'm a little behind my process where I'd normally be. But, like, I'll be looking at Cincinnati money line. I'll be looking to take Cincinnati over 7 points. And I'm not sure it's the crazy over game that people probably expect.
Jason, we appreciate the time this morning, man. Can't wait to check out Wanna Bet later today. And, of course, every afternoon in Baltimore on 105.3 The Fan on Inside Access. Follow him on social media at Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. Appreciate you joining us, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thank you.
Same to you. Jason LaConfora with us here on Bet Sweats. I was going to ask him one more selfish question about the Steelers and the mess that they have become, PJ. But I thought, no, you know what? It's not about me today. It's not. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm going to try to focus on the positive. Thanksgiving is 3 days away.
Proud of you. Proud of you for the self-restraint. Do you like it when your team plays on Thanksgiving, or do you enjoy just watching some of the other games with no personal investment?
I'll be honest. I'd much rather my team not play on holidays so that, like you said, I can just kind of kick back and relax and watch things from a neutral perspective. That's a good question, though. Coming up next, the final week of college football's regular season is here. Multiple playoff teams headed on the road as heavy favorites. Can they finish strong, cover, and get in the CFP? That's next right here on Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In for Joe O and Sammy P this week here on Bet Sweats. I'm Chris Mack. PJ Glasser with me today. We are live coast to coast on the BetMGM network. Starting to take a look at this week's action around the NFL and college football with the added dynamic of things getting started in just a few days. We usually have a single Thursday night football game. We've got three Thursday games this week because of the Thanksgiving holiday, and college football gets started earlier in the week as well. So there are plenty of market moves that have a lot more impact, PJ, I think, because we are so much closer to kickoff in many of these instances. Let's start. We'll get to the NFL market moves in just a couple of minutes, but let's start with college football because a lot of these games that we're talking about are massive, not just for conference championship implications, but in many cases, the associated college football playoff moves that may happen and the ramifications at play. Let's start with the Egg Bowl. We talked about Lane Kiffin earlier, everything that's up in the air regarding him, and we may not find out more from university administration until following the Egg Bowl. But this wouldn't be the first time that Ole Miss went into an Egg Bowl as part of a possible collapse. And look, they're sitting on one loss right now. I'm not going to sit here and indicate that Ole Miss is in the process of collapsing. Certainly, they're on unsteady ground because of the Kiffin situation. But it was only 3 years ago they tumbled from 8-1 to 8-4. And an Egg Bowl loss was a massive part of that collapse down the stretch. I'm curious, with this one sitting at 7.5, it is in Starkville, so it's on the road, this edition of the Egg Bowl for the Rebels. But a chance to solidify a spot in the CFP, how much is the Kiffin conundrum affecting them going into this game, and does it affect how you'll bet it?
Oh man, it's such a good question. Can I just say too, Chris, like when you do a show, you know, and you see the rundown come out from the producer, and there's usually like a segment or two that sticks out. Like I've been waiting all show to talk about this segment. This I love this week so much, dude. I think I'm going to have like 25 bets, and I think like 23 of them might be on underdogs. I just like love this week for the dogs, right? Because this is the kind of week you just throw the records out. The hatred between the fans, the traditions, the players. Oh, it's just, it's the best. And the Egg Bowl is so good. There's some wacky stuff that happens in this game. I think a lot of people are going to be on Mississippi State just because of the number. The fact you're getting 7.5. Everything that's going on with Kiffin. The fact that they've been really good against the spread this year. And they haven't gotten that signature win. You know, they should have beaten Texas. They had Florida on the ropes. I mean, they've played a ton of tight games this year, and now they have a chance to get some real momentum going into next year by beating Ole Miss and maybe knocking Ole Miss out of the college football playoff potentially. I don't think I'll end up betting this game. I would actually lean towards Ole Miss though, because I do think there's going to be this perception that maybe Ole Miss, that with everything going on with Kiffin and maybe they're out of sorts, maybe the players aren't bought in. I'm not really buying that. Like if you win this game, you're in the playoff, you're playing in a rivalry game. Like, you know, the task at hand. So I'm maybe hoping we get a 7 with Ole Miss. Maybe we even get a 6.5. I'm in no rush to bet this because I kind of think it's going to keep going down. So I lean towards the Rebels. But it just is going to be fascinating watch to kind of see what the psyche is from Ole Miss and their players after, you know, all the things they're having to deal with Kiffin right now.
Yeah, there are still a couple sevens out there of note, and that's worth pointing out. We'll see which way this moves, but I tend to agree with you. You're right. Mississippi State, 8-3 against the spread this year, but two of those losses against the spread came as road dogs. Now, at home in this instance, I get it, but I think there's too much to play for Ole Miss. There really is. And to your point, I think with everything swirling around Kiffin, it's an opportunity for the team to rally. As much as a one-loss team, ranked sixth in the country, about to enter the CFP, if they can get a win, needs a rallying point or motivation or whatever you want to call it. This is their opportunity to sort of circle the wagons and say, no, we're not losing an Egg Bowl game and putting our playoff hopes on unsteady ground, given what may happen with some other SEC teams, two-loss SEC teams in the final week of the regular season. We're going to win this game. We're going to make sure we get a home game in the first round of the CFP. There's no way we're letting the Egg Bowl ruin our hopes and dreams this year. So I tend to agree with you. Get the 7 if you can. I think that might be the best number you get this week. I don't know if this thing will ever get to 6.5. As we've seen, it's at 7.5 at BetMGM and most other markets. If you can get a 7 still, go out, find it, and get it. I think that's the play on Ole Miss this week in the Egg Bowl. Georgia Tech is a fascinating dynamic, too. Tech needs the win and now help to get into the ACC championship game after blowing Saturday night's game against Pitt. And they were down big early. They nearly came back in that one. Pitt nearly pulled a Pitt, but they didn't. And so Tech now needs help, as well as a win at home against Georgia. I mean, a spot for the Yellow Jackets in the ACC championship game, PJ, was almost a given as recently as 72 hours ago. I'm curious what, you know, we talk about the psyche of a team. I'm curious what the psyche is of Georgia Tech, knowing that it's an uphill battle to get into the ACC championship game now, and therefore probably an uphill battle to get into the CFP when they had spent all year with everything right there in front of them. They're 13-point home dogs to Georgia. This is one I would worry about if Georgia gets out to a lead early, maybe a 2-score lead early, if it gets away and gets out of control.
You know, I think this line's just too inflated. I think Georgia's going to win the game. I just think 13 is too many points. So they're going to play this game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's not going to be in Atlanta, Georgia Tech Stadium. It's going to be at the football stadium. So it's a neutral site game. So, Chris, what this line was telling me, if this game is in Athens, I mean, Georgia would be like a 17-point favorite against Georgia Tech. I think that's crazy. I think it's too much. Brent Key is way better against the spread as a dog than he is as a favorite. And the thing about Georgia is, however they're kind of perceived and however they're kind of looking, you kind of want to bet the opposite way with them, right? So if they're kind of struggling and they're playing close games, but people think they're going to figure it out, you want to fade them because they're usually going to continue to just play close games. But right now, the way Georgia's trending, people are loving them. They're catching their stride at the right time. Dominant performance over Texas. But I think this is going to be a close game, and I think Georgia Tech's going to play him tough. So I just think 13 is too many. I think that line's too inflated. If Georgia Tech would have beaten Pitt, I think this line should be closer to 10.5, to be honest with you. So I like Georgia Tech plus the 13. I think that's just too many.
And this number does have a little bit of a spread on it. There's a 13.5 out there right now. There are a couple of 12.5s. BetMGM sitting solidly in the middle at 13. But if you think Georgia Tech is approaching this as a playoff game, which they need to, and with a win and get in mentality, even though that may not be the case, I tend to agree with you, PJ. This will be closer than the 13. I do look at Kirby Smart and the Bulldogs, though, and Mercedes-Benz Stadium is basically a home field for them anyway. So if this were played in Athens, I don't think we'd be talking about much more than 13.5 or 14 even. I don't know if there's that much of a difference in home field advantage for the Bulldogs between Athens and downtown Atlanta. I mean, it's basically home field for them anyway. I tend to lean Georgia on this one because, like I said, if it gets out of control early, it could get away from the Yellow Jackets real fast, knowing that they need help to get into the ACC championship game. There's another interesting ACC game that has implications on the ACC championship matchup. Number 13, Miami, is at Pitt. 6.5-point favorites. Both teams need a win and help to enter the ACC championship game. It looks like as long as Virginia can handle Virginia Tech and SMU can handle Cal, who's fresh off a coach firing yesterday, that those two will meet in the ACC championship game in Charlotte next weekend. But with both teams still alive, this is an interesting dynamic given that Pitt has been frisky all year. They really have. And Pat Narduzzi laid it out a couple weeks ago. Hey, we don't care what happens in the Notre Dame game. We just want to win our ACC games. It led to an ugly result at home against Notre Dame. Miami, who's been talked about all year, has some massive wins on their resume, but also has some ugly losses, and it wouldn't totally surprise me to see them go to Pitt and lose this. 6.5 might be right around the number, though, if you're believing in the Canes to handle business. If it got to 7, I'd be out on it. 6.5 still has me wondering.
100%. It is one of those games where if it's 7, then the bet's on Pitt. You know, I wish I got Pitt at the open at 8.5 when these lines came out middle of last week. That would have been a great number on Pitt. Now it's down to 6.5. Look, the Canes just, you know, they're not the same team on the road. Carson Beck's not the same quarterback on the road. Narduzzi, historically really good as an underdog and normally really good as a dog against ranked teams. He tends to get his guys to play up to their competition. The quarterback, Mason Hurschel, has been terrific since he's taken over. They didn't have Desmond Reed either for that Georgia Tech game. So if they get him back for this one, that would be big as well. My lean would be towards Pitt. If we get to 7, it would be an official bet on the Panthers, but I definitely would lean towards them to keep this game close.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch the way the ACC field has played out over these last couple of weeks. I think firmly solidifying the ACC as, to use a March Madness phrase, a one-bid league going into the CFP. A&M, the Aggies, number 3 in the country, are headed to Austin. Their first trip there in 15 years with these two now together in the SEC again. A&M still needs this win, PJ, to get into the SEC championship game. I see that little glint in your eye, and I recognize that an A&M loss in Austin and a Bama win would get you tied in the SEC championship game. A&M, a million doubts were brought up about them in that first half against South Carolina. But they seem to have steadied the boat. Granted, against what, Samford last week? I don't know if that even counts. It was a nice little tune-up for this rivalry game. 2.5 is the number. A&M the favorites going into Austin. A chance for Texas to maybe not ruin the Aggie season, but certainly throw it into a good bit of upheaval and go from maybe being a top 4 seed and a bye in the CFP to that second rung of 5 through 8 maybe. This is not a terrible handicap for me. Not terribly difficult, I should say, handicap. I know Arch Manning has been very different at home than on the road. But I think A&M's defense and their big playability on offense, I'm willing to lay the 2.5 on the road.
I would love a 3 with Texas in this game. I'm leaning towards them on the money line. It's just A&M's undefeated, Chris. You know, I mean, they got to slip up at some point. And it looked like it was going to be the South Carolina game. They found a way to win that. Maybe they lose in the SEC championship game, and that's where the loss comes. But I mean, navigating an SEC schedule and for them to go undefeated, I just think is going to be too hard to do. And like you said, the key really is that this game is in Austin. You know, Texas has been disappointing this season. They were the preseason number 1. All 3 of their losses have come on the road. And I mean, 2 of their losses were against Ohio State and Georgia. So I think we get caught up sometimes because Texas was so hyped up in the regular, in the preseason, because 2 of their losses have come on the road to maybe the 2 best teams in the sport, then maybe we just think they're actually, maybe they're better than what we all think. You know, we're just so quick to judge Texas because Arch hasn't lived up to the hype. They haven't lived up to the hype. I think they're alive in this game. I think they probably win it. I would love a 3. I'd be all over that with the horns, but I think A&M's finally going down this week.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think we're going to get to 3. It feels like everybody's solidly planted their flag in the ground at 2.5, and you're not going to get any more. So if you do like Texas, as you do, PJ, I think money line is probably the play there. Just play the money line and count on Texas pulling off the upset. I think if you're sold on A&M and you feel like you said, an undefeated team has to trip up at some point, if you believe in A&M and that the trip up was the first half against South Carolina and they were able to survive it, then you've got to be willing to lay the 2.5 on A&M going into Austin and solidifying themselves as a top 4 seed, a spot in the SEC championship game and all that will follow from that undefeated record. This one being played on Friday night, Black Friday game, 7:30 kickoff Eastern, 6:30 Central in Austin. There are other massive games in the college football world that we have to get to. We'll do that. We'll also start to take a look at the Monday market moves around the NFL slate as well. So much more on the way. In for Joe O and Sammy P today alongside PJ Glasser. I'm Chris Mack. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't forget, you can listen to Bet Sweats and the entire BetMGM network live anywhere with the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Really important if you are traveling somewhere for Thanksgiving this holiday weekend. You're going someplace in backwoods, who knows where. And you're like, how do I listen to the BetMGM network? I don't know what affiliate they're on. How am I supposed to find it, PJ? Real simple. Download one of those apps that you probably already have anyway, and take the BetMGM network with you all weekend long. Stay up to date on all the latest line moves, everything going on from a college football, NFL, and college hoops perspective, with a ton on the slate every single day, all weekend long. Download the TuneIn, iHeartRadio, or Odyssey apps and make sure you find the BetMGM network. Taking a look at some Monday morning market moves here on Bet Sweats alongside PJ Glasser. I'm Chris Mack, in for Joe O and Sammy P today. There are still a handful of games. We ripped through some of the big ones, PJ. We'll get to the NFL Monday market moves at the top of the hour here, but let's start with your guys, the Tide, Iron Bowl at Auburn. Bama's won the last 5 Iron Bowls and 11 of the last 14, PJ. But those 3 L's, they all came at Auburn. Another Bama L. Are they out of the CFP most likely with that 3rd loss? A win, they're in. And in the SEC championship game. So, PJ, 4.5, 5.5 point spread. The market's got a little bit of a spread on it right now for Bama at Auburn in the Iron Bowl. I'm going to ask you to remain neutral, PJ Glasser. How are you handicapping this one?
I hate this game, Chris. I hate it so much. I'm so scared. I mean, Auburn would be the only play. They would be the only play in the game. Look, I think just as sports fans, if you watch college football, you just know that when the Iron Bowl is played at Jordan-Hare, it's always close, man. You know, there's always wacky, crazy, nutty stuff, and these games always come down to the wire. I had a buddy text me, though, yesterday, Chris, and I got to, like, do some research to find out if it was true, but he said it was that in the Iron Bowl, when Bama's played Auburn, they have never lost when they have been ranked and Auburn has been unranked. So, you know, they only lose to Auburn when Auburn's a really good team. When they're ranked, that's when they lose those games. But when Auburn's unranked, Bama tends to beat them, which is crazy. So I think Bama probably wins a close one, but I think you have to take Auburn plus the 5.5. And you should never tease college football. Like, that's something that people generally know. I mean, how can you not tease this game? Like, up to 11.5. Like, Bama's just not winning this game by double digits. They're not making it easy on themselves. You go back and you look at kind of all their road performances this year. Every time they play, even going back to DeBoer's time at Washington, he really doesn't blow out teams on the road. All these games are close. They come down to the wire. And I don't think this game's going to be any different. It's Auburn's Super Bowl. If they win it, they become bowl eligible. And a wrinkle to this game, Chris, is they started their true freshman, Deuce Knight, in that game against Mercer last week, who's a terrific athlete. And you know they're saving all these packages and all these different run designs that Bama hasn't seen yet, right? They have so many wrinkles and so many things up their sleeve that they're just going to unleash in this game. So I think Bama's going to win. I think it's going to be close. They probably win by a field goal, but Auburn's definitely the play, plus 5.
I'll poke a small hole in your friend's text. It's not never, but I went back as far as 2002, so 23 years before I could find a win by an unranked Auburn team against Alabama in the Iron Bowl. That was in Tuscaloosa, too.
There you go.
At Jordan-Hare. An unranked Auburn team beating Alabama. I'm going to have to sit here and scroll for a while longer before
maybe
I
that's
find
what it was. Maybe it was at Auburn. Yeah, it's been a while, a long time.
So, yeah, sorry. This is very unintriguing for folks. Yeah, you know what? I think that's the qualifier we needed to look for as I just spent the last few seconds scrolling back through this thing. At Jordan-Hare, Auburn, as an unranked team, has never beaten Alabama. So there you go. There's your qualifier.
Insane? Yeah.
But would it shock us? In this year of chaos, I don't think it would shock us. I tend to side with you that 5.5 is just a little too heavy for me. I wouldn't take Auburn in the points because I think anything can happen. It's the Iron Bowl. Bama could run away with this thing and it wouldn't shock me. But Auburn could also pull off the upset, and it wouldn't shock me. The one thing I would not do in this game is lay the points with Bama, and I don't think we're going to get anywhere close to me being comfortable laying the points. I do think it's going to be fascinating, not to get off on a tangent here because we have other games we want to get to, but we had a conversation off-air earlier during one of the breaks about Kalen DeBoer's future in Tuscaloosa. And that sounds crazy at first blush because it's like, well, wait, Bama's a playoff team. They win this game, everything's fine. SEC title game appearance, all that. Steady footing for Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. But if they lose this game, and like we said, anything's possible in the Iron Bowl, it does make you wonder how hot the seat would get for DeBoer going into next year. And there are people at other programs, including my alma mater, who continue to hold on to this pipe dream of maybe we could snatch DeBoer from Alabama. And that coaching carousel that we're talking about, everything's in play. We're talking about Lane Kiffin going to a conference rival if he gets paid enough to LSU. I wonder if an Iron Bowl loss would push Kalen DeBoer out the door, maybe even up north to State College.
Could, certainly could. I mean, look, if he loses the Iron Bowl and they miss the playoffs his first 2 years, I think you're looking at year three for DeBoer in Tuscaloosa, kind of being what this year was for Brian Kelly at LSU or Napier mm-hmm. in Florida. Like, you know, going into it, if you don't make the playoff, if you get off to a slow start, you could be fired midseason. And as a coach, you know, you want security. You want to feel like you have some room, some wiggle room there. And certainly if you go to a place like Penn State that would welcome you with open arms, that's still a terrific job. Like, it wouldn't shock me if they lose that game. So if they win the Iron Bowl, go to the playoff, DeBoer's staying and Penn State can look elsewhere. But if he loses and he will, and he knows that his seat will be hot, I think there's some Penn State boosters, administrators maybe getting his ear and be like, hey, you come with us. We'll give you 4 or 5 years to get this thing rolling. And I think that would be an interesting thing to watch in the offseason.
I think in particular, AD Pat Kraft at Penn State would be much more interested in going out and getting a big name than what the older alumni base is now pushing for in Happy Valley, which is keeping interim coach Terry Smith around. Terry's been a part of the fabric of Penn State football for decades now. You saw him wearing the Joe Paterno 409 pin on the sideline the other night. He has fully embraced the idea of tradition at Penn State, and it's starting to get some results. You saw the players holding up higher Terry Smith signs on the field after that win over Nebraska. The momentum is pushing in his direction. It would maybe give Pat Kraft an opportunity if DeBoer were really available, although I think he's probably cast an eye towards Brian Hartline at Ohio State right now, their OC, to maybe pivot in that direction. Wouldn't have a lot of older alumni happy, but something to keep an eye on. Again, that's the coaching carousel. Maybe a conversation for a different day. Other big games to talk about. Number 7, Oregon at Washington, laying 6.5. Another road favorite that needs some help to get into a conference championship game. Oregon could still get in the Big Ten championship game. Granted, it would take a massive upset win by Purdue over Indiana and an Ohio State loss against Michigan, which we'll get to in a second. But a loss, I think, is the more interesting question for me, PJ, regarding Oregon. A loss could put them on the CFP bubble or maybe even knock them out of the conversation, given how the SEC two-loss teams play out the final weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. Certainly that win against USC was big. They kind of needed another ranked win. But since Jed Fish has been the head coach at Washington, they've only lost one game in Seattle, and it was to Ohio State. It's a really tough place to play. It's a rivalry game. Those two schools do not like each other. And now that we're getting 7, Chris, again, like so many of these games, it's really just about the number, especially when you're talking about rivalry games, home dogs. I just think 7's too many. I'm still not sold on Oregon. They're talented, no question. But I, you know, this is going to be a tricky game. Washington is so different night and day when they're at home to when they're on the road. So I think getting this type of number with them plus 7, and I don't feel like there's enough of a boost or there's enough of an adjustment for making Washington games when they're at home as opposed to on the road. So I like the Huskies plus 7.
Yeah, still some 6.5s out there if you like the Ducks and think that number is good. One more that we got to talk about. Ohio State, Michigan, in Ann Arbor. 4 straight wins by the Wolverines in this rivalry. Ohio State needs the win to go to Indy for the Big Ten championship game, short of both Oregon and Indiana losing. Michigan can actually still get into the Big Ten championship game with a win and a loss by either Oregon or Indiana. 10 to 11.5. This number has got a pretty big spread as well. Is this the year Ryan Day gets off the schneid against the Wolverines, PJ?
I think it is, but it won't be easy. You know, there's going to be a point in this game where we're all watching and we're going to think to ourselves, is Michigan really going to do this again, right? Are they really going to beat Ohio State again? So because of that, there's no first half line that's available, but I think I want to bet Michigan like first half, you know, maybe even first quarter. With Ann Arbor's going to be rocking, that place is going to be jumping. Michigan players are going to be fired up. And Chris, I mean, let's not forget about Michigan, right? They win that game, maybe they have a shot to go to the college football playoff, only having 2 losses and then getting that win against the Buckeyes. So obviously a massive game. They know that if they win, they give themselves a chance. And I think it's going to be close early. And then Ohio State kind of pulls away late and just wears them down. 10 feels about right. That feels a good number. Don't want to bet that. But I think like Michigan first quarter, first half is an angle I'm looking at.
This thing has made some moves, though. 10.5 in a lot of spots. You mentioned the 10 at BetMGM, down from where it was yesterday when you got a few more points on Michigan. The one thing to keep an eye on, Carnell Tate, Jeremiah Smith, are they going to play in this game? You would think they will push to do just that. If they don't, and Ohio State still wins in Ann Arbor, you might as well put the Heisman in bubble wrap for Julian Sain and ship it off to Columbus, I think, because it would be a massive win for them. And without two of his top wide receivers, it would sort of cement that Heisman win for Sain. Coming up next, after a wild Sunday slate in the NFL, we're going to start to turn the page toward Thanksgiving and take a look at some Week 13 market moves on this Monday morning here on Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.